Good evening. I'm Ron Esposito. Tonight we'll be in conversation with Paulina Bellespalco, director of the Xavier Jazz Series and professor of piano. And we're going to be talking about the Xavier Jazz season coming up. Good evening, Paulina. How are you?
Good evening, Ron. I'm fine. Thank you so much for having me. Always looking forward to speaking to you about the season. It's an exciting time of the year for me.
The first presentation will be on September 25, featuring the great drummer, Terry Lynn Carrington.
And her social science project.
Well, why don't you tell us about that?
I would love to. Terry is indeed a lioness of jazz. I'm incredibly excited to have her because I've been following her career for years, since the moment when she won her Grammy for a Money Jungle album. That was first time when a jazz female artist won a Grammy for instrumental jazz album. Terry Lynn was a child prodigy and, you know, marked her way in the jazz so many times, touring with Herbie Hancock for 10 years. She was the first female touring with all male band. But it's not unusual that I'm having her this year because Xavier is celebrating 50 years of women being able to admit to Xavier College. So our first part of the season will be dedicated to female power, and there's nobody better to represent that than Terry, who started her Jazz and Gender Institute in Berkeley. And we're also going to feature her for the masterclass that will be open for public. So I am incredibly honored to present her because to me, she is a living legend. And she will be bringing her DJ with her because the social science project is a little more modern than your standard jazz. And continue with a female theme and jazz. Even Vanity Fair this year featured a whole spread on female in jazz and the power and the new trend. And there's a lot of research going on in that subject. I will continue with my personal favorite artist, Cecile McLaren-Salvant, who is an incredible vocalist, probably a future Ella Fitzgerald of the 21st century. And I know you're very favorite because we've talked about it in the past, and now it's actually happening. I will be having her with her trio.
Yeah, Cecile will be performing at Xavier on October 6th.
Which is Sunday. Cecile is just an exquisite musician who tells the story, who just got second Grammy at age 28. It was a back-to-back two Grammys. And the last album, The Window, is just a true masterpiece.
So coming up, one of my favorite guitar players, Ben Maunder.
Oh, genius. Absolute genius.
Will be coming on November 21, and Ben will be playing at the Music Resource Center. So
Music Resource Center has been, you know, partners with me, and I admire work these people do. And I always very dedicated to bring artists like Ben, who is a one-man show. He will be doing guitar solo improvisations because I do believe that his genius shines through kind of more one-to-one expression on stage. And I think for young people who attend Music Resource Center and for a community, it would be a very intimate venue to see somebody like Ben performing. He's definitely a painter of guitar, a painter of sound, soundscapes, incredible musician, also who played with David Bowie on his last album, The Black Star. So it will be interesting, not just for jazz fans, but for a larger audience as well.
So you said an important thing, Paulina, about Ben. He uses a lot of electronics and effects on his electric guitar. And I agree with you. His tone poems and abstract soundscapes are exquisite. And with the intimate environment at the Music Resource Center over in Walnut Hills, a great place to hear Ben Maunder. And just as a little footnote, the late Cincinnati visual artist Michael Straw did two album covers for Ben Maunder.
What a great connection with the city. I know Ben is incredibly excited to come to Cincinnati and perform for us. We don't see him much in Midwest, but you know, he was on over 200 albums. So his legacy is huge, and he's an incredibly humble person. So the seating will be limited at Music Resource Center because it's a smaller venue, but it's going to be an incredible evening you would never forget.
Right. That's on November 21, Ben Maunder. Then coming up in January 17th of 2020, the Emmett Cohen trio featuring Benny Golson. And of course, Benny is a well-known tenor saxophonist, yes, appearing on hundreds, yes, of recordings. Why don't you tell us about Emmett Cohen?
Congratulations to him. He, a couple months ago, got American Pianist Association career grant of $50,000 and 2 years with Mack Avenue Records deal. Emmett is one of the youngest players on the jazz arena right now, who is, first of all, just an incredible musician himself, but he started the Masters Legacy Series, where he features veterans and developers of jazz that goes all down, you know, to history of jazz. And one of them is Benny Golson, that we have an honor to bring to Xavier, because he is a living composer of 8 jazz standards. So Emmett has been featuring musicians like Ron Carter, like Jimmy Cobb on his albums, paying homage to history of jazz. So the young people, as Emmett Cohen age, would be able to see where the jazz came from.
Then coming up and concluding on April 30th of 2020, John Cowherd with Brian Blade,
yes,
and the Fellowship Band.
Well, we'll celebrate International Jazz Day in Cincinnati. It's not an official city for Jazz Day, but it will be our Jazz Day to celebrate. 30th of April is an International Jazz Day by UNESCO. I'm featuring John Cowherd and Fellowship Band and Brian Blade. This is going to be an incredible star lineup, full of energy, full of friendship, because these people have been playing since college together. Brian and John met in Loyola, New Orleans, and been playing since then, collaborating with many others. But it will be accumulating of so much energy on stage that you don't want to miss. Celebrate the Jazz Day with us at Xavier.
All right. And of course, people will know the drumming of Brian Blade, not too long ago, played at Xavier,
yes,
with Chick Corea and Eddie Gomez. John Cowherd, I'm not as familiar with.
John is a great pianist, originally from Kentucky, so not far away from us. Collaborated with so many, very famous for his work with Liz Wright. Probably the name you don't see much in the Midwest, but the name you don't want to miss in that setting especially. I felt like the group together would be perfect for the celebration of the Jazz Day.
All right. Thanks, Paulina. We've been in conversation with Paulina Bezpalko, the director of the Xavier Jazz Series, and that all kicks off on September 25 with Terry Lynn Carrington.
Drummer Terry Lynn Carrington, vocalist Cecile McLaren-Salvant, guitarist Ben Maunder, pianist Emmett Cohen, pianist John Cowherd.
That'll do it. For more information about tickets and upcoming dates for the Xavier Jazz Series, you can visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito.